Pretty easy.
We in the show is better ever.
We do the show this time. It's good.
It's good.
Okay, everyone, shalom. Okay. Okay, we're continuing in our series, Birkas Kohanim in part 3. Next week, Bezer Hashem, I'm going to be at a chasana in Florida, Avidan Bienenfeld, Bezer Hashem. And we'll have Shir. But we'll be continuing the series in Birkas Kohanim. And okay. What I'd like to talk about today is the topic of Chiyuv Birkas Kohanim B'Kohen Echad. Meaning, is the din of Birkas Kohanim only when there are two Kohanim in Shul, or even if there's just one Kohen? Now, you would think, if I would raise this question, you would think I'm crazy. Of course. I'm sure you've all been, must have been sometime in Shul with maybe only one Kohen, I don't know. And we know we do duchen, but we have to see, is that the same level of duchenin when you only have one Kohen in contrast to two Kohanim? Now we have to see, why should there be a difference? If there are no Kohanim, I understand. One Kohen, what's wrong with one Kohen? Right? What's so special about two Kohanim? And then also we know that when we duchen, we say Kohanim. So that seems to apply plural. Would we say that if there's only one Kohen or not? So the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Daber al Aron ve'al Banav Lemor, Kol Sivarchu es Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem. So right away, what do you see? Amor lahem, plural. So maybe the whole parsha of Birkas Kohanim was only said when there are two Kohanim, because it says Amor lahem. And maybe when there's only one Kohen, maybe the whole parsha doesn't apply, or maybe there shouldn't be any duchenin, or maybe only midrabanan. So that's what we have to investigate. So if you take a look on page 2, Mar Sota. Lamed Chesem Ralef. Amar Abaye, Nechtinan Lushnayim Kore Kohanim, Ulechad Einu Kore Kohen. Shenemar Amor Lahem Lushnayim. So Abaye says, if there are two Kohanim present in Shul, we say Kohanim. But if there's only one Kohen, you don't say Kohen. Shenemar Emor Lahem L'Shnayim. So what do you see from here? That the Gemara says that you only say Kohanim if there are two Kohanim. But what if there's one Kohen? Then what do you say? Nothing. Or, well.
When it says Emor Lahem in Kasser, isn't that Moshe is telling, you shall say to them, but Emor is singular.
Amor, you, Moshe, Lahem, say to them. you should teach them the bear al. In other words, Hashem says to Moshe, the bear al Aaron ve'al banav le'mor kosev archu es bnei Yisrael, amor lahem. Amor lahem. Sheikulam shomim. So you're saying the Pasha Prat Amor lahem is what? Is the Kohanim speaking to the people? That's what you're asking. So lahem is the Kohanim. So that's the plural. But he's asking, is Amor lahem meaning the Kohen speaking to the people? So that we have to see. But here in the Gemara, when they're understanding it in the Gemara, that's Amor lahem meaning that the Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu, is summoning the Kohanim. Amor lahem to the Kohanim. That's the way the Gemara is interpreting it over here. Okay. Amor lahem. Then let's take a look on page 4. In Gemara Menachos and Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Kol Kohen she'eino ola l'duchen over begimel aseh. Any Kohen that doesn't go up to duchen, he violates 3 mitzvahs aseh. What does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, he violates 3 mitzvahs. Say, look at Tosis. Kol kohen she'eino ola l'duchen, davka she'omer lo aleh. There's only if you tell him to go up, and he doesn't go up. What are the 3 mitzvahs that say no? What do you think the 3 mitzvahs that say are? Tell me the psukim. Kosev Archu. What? Does anyone have... You have a Rambam here? Ma'adav, the first Chelak. Hillel's Tefila. No, not the with the Franco. It's the not the second thing. Okay, Ava.
old. It's bad.
Just give me an old Ram room. It's also good. Anyone have a Rambam?
Yeah,
first Chelek. The two volumes, Ma'ada Avra, you know, that Chelek. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Kol calling to Aina Ola Laducha Nafal Pishabito Mitzvah Sesi Achas reigns over Al Shlosh Esra. In other words, you know, it's only one mitzvah. Duchanan is one mitzvah, but it's Ki'ilu he violated three Tzivuyim. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Sivarchu as Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, V'som Lashmi. Is that what you said, Harav Lach? Kol. So Varchos Bnei says 1, Amor Lahem is 2, Vesom Lashmi is 3. So Tchi'ilu, since there are 3 Tzivuyim, it's Tchi'ilu, you violated 3 mitzvahs esa. So Tosa says, Davka k'sha'omer lo alei, k'diza b'sota, tzorech sh'yomer lehem chazan ha'knesset su yideichem kodesh. In other words, you have to amor lahem, say to them. In other words, you have to. There has to be. It's not they didn't go up. Doesn't mean anything. But if they were told kohanim, and they didn't go up, so then they violate a mitzvah seser. Which is interesting because, like, if you didn't put on tefillin today, so you violate a mitzvah esa, even though no one has to command you to put on tefillin. The Torah already commanded you. Lulav, if you didn't shake lulav, and you know, so you violate a mitzvah esa, even though no one told you to. The Torah already told you. So this is a funny type of halacha, because here the mitzvah is toloi on amor lahem. In other words, I would have thought amor lahem means that Moshe Rabbeinu should tell Aaron. It's a Amor Lahem years ago, but not a Amor Lahem each and every time. So here we're having a chiddush that the mitzvah is totally on a Amor Lahem on a regular basis. Amor Lahem on a regular basis. But if you didn't, there was no Amira, so they're not. Mikom mokam oram bin atam, shafil kolin echad olach, mechol apochus mid rabban. So Rabbi Natam says a chiddush. So what about one Kohen? So one Kohen, there's no Amira. You don't say Kohanim. So then maybe there should be no mitzvah at all. So Rabbi Natan says, Enechanami, there is no mitzvah. But only Midrabban. But Midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. Because the whole Duchanin is predicated in the Tzivoy, Amor Lahem. And if there's no Amira, there's no... there's no Amir, there's no mitzvah. Yeah. But Midrabanan, so basically, you know, this is a big nachkimina, that if you could arrange that there should be two kohanim in the shul, then you should. But it's Rabbi Natan. Right. I don't think anyone counts the three mitzvahs.
Right. No mitzvah.
But since there are three commands, you know, I mean, and Amor Lahem also could be referring to the Kohen speaking, like Gershon said. Are you a lady? Okay. Now I know somebody whose whole life he didn't know he was a Levi. I knew somebody in the community. And then one day he goes to the cemetery and he sees his father, grandfather's tombstone that says Halevi. So then, okay, I'm a Levi. So this is a big chiddush here, that this mitzvah is, you need to be called up to do it. Like, I don't have to call you up to say Kriya Shema this morning. I don't have to call you up. But here, by Birkas Kohanim, is Amor Lahem. And you only do it lahem, so do kohen. So there's no kohen, there's no mitzvah. So Rav Yehudah says in the Tanakh, there is no mitzvah. And you do it, you're a mother. That's Rav Yehudah, that's a great question.
When you say kohen is before death, we're talking about here?
Yeah. When we say kohen,
isn't that already too late?
Yeah, yeah. Right, so that's Rabbi Berger was discussing this morning. That's because we say that he's supposed to go up by Ritzay. Yeah, I guess he's supposed to go up by Ritzay, but if you didn't get called up eventually, so then it's like.
Before that, usually the
rub,
someone says, like,
Kohanim
go wash.
I don't know if I guess. We'll see. Mikol Mokoim, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, Shafil Kohen Echad Ola Lechol Apostle Midrabonim. Daib Lishnu, the Lokom Roshne Kohanim Olim Lom Echad, Mashma Fil Echad. So it never says Shnei Kohanim Olim Lo Kohen Echad. It just says that you call up Kohanim to Shnei, but it never says it's not Ola. So he wants to tell you that he is Ola. It's just Midrabanu. Just Midrabanu. Now, this discussion is really what the Bavli said, that to Shnei Kohanim, you say Kohanim, Kohen Echad, you don't say Kohanim. So let's look at Yushalmi. Yushalmi on page 5 speaks about this. Rav Nachman by Yaakov Omar. Im haya kohen echad omer kohen. Im hayu shnayim omer kohanim. So he disagrees with what we said. Right, we said this whole thing. Well, because the Bavli says. The Bavli says the Pharisee is not like this, right? The Bavli says again. The Bavli in Sota that Shnayim Okol Kohanim L'Kohen Echad Mishnayim Kori Kohanim, Lechad Eino Kori Kohen. So he disagrees clearly. He said that there is a concept of saying Kohen. So this Yerushalmi seems to argue in the Bavli, because the Bavli says, seems to say that Shnayim say Kohanim, Kohen Echad you don't say anything. Here you have two opinions. One says Kohen Echad say Kohen, Shnei Kohanim say Kohanim. Rav Chisda Omar, Afil Kohen Echad Omer Kohanim, She'ena Korei Ela L'Shevet. Because when you're saying Kohanim, you don't mean this one Kohen. You're saying the Shevet Kohuna, as I'm addressing the tribe, the priestly tribe. So I say Kohanim, even if this one Kohen, I mean all the Kohanim from the priestly tribe should, there happens to be in our shul only one Kohen. The reason I'm saying plural is referring to the whole Shevet. So according to this, Yerushalmi, then there is an Amira by even a Kohen Echad. It's only according to the Bavli. Now this could have bearing, we'll see, on the question of the Raisa or not, because if there's an Amir, it seems that the only reason why there's that Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold it's only the Rabbanan is because there's no Amira. But if there would be an Amira, so then so here the Yerushalmi says there is, as the Machlokas of the Yerushalmi, what the Amira for Kohen Echad is. Is it Kohen or Kohanim? In the Bavli it says L'Kohen Echad L'Shnayim Kohen Kohanim L'Kohen Echad, you don't. Unless you interpret the Bavli to mean, no, it's hard to say otherwise. You can say the Bavli means the Shnayim Kohen Kohanim Kohen. I think you don't say Kohen, but you also say Kohanim. You would have said it. So it's Mashu. You don't say anything, Pashu. Right. That's the Pashu. So the Pashu says there are three Shitas here. And according to Bavli, you don't say anything. And according to one opinion, Shalmi, you say Kohen. And according to the other opinion, Shalmi, you say Kohanim. So it's three Shitas. I had the Rambam here in the past. Okay. Let's take a look in the Meiri on page 9. It says Kol Kohanim should be beis haKnesses mitzvah leim levarich. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says.
Right.
Since it doesn't say one coin doesn't go up, so he does go up.
Maybe the Yerushalmi
isn't arguing. No, but the question is, do we do a kriya to a coin? Right, that seems to be implying that there's no kriya to a coin echad. But that's good for what you're saying is good for what Rabbeinu Tam is medayik, that it never says that a coin echad doesn't go up, but there's no amira. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. He goes up, but it's only Midrabanan, because there's no Amira. But L'chora, that's only predicated on the Bavli Shita, that there's no Kriya to a Kohen Echad. But according to the Yerushalmi, there is a kriya to Kohen Echad. Either you say Kohen or you say Kohanim. Yeah. He's assuming Amor Lahem is a mitzvah min haTorah. This Amor Lahem. Right. There was a mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. It's a chiddush here that the mitzvah is triggered. He's assuming that the mitzvah. I mean, Tosa says that already in Sota, that you only over a begimel essay if you were called up. Right. Well, the Amir is a pasuk in Chumash, Amor Lahem. And, right, the assumption is if there's no Amira, then the whole thing, you know, that triggers off the mitzvah. I'm saying that's why this is a unique mitzvah. What other mitzvahs trigger off that you only, like I don't say, you know, shake the lulav, right? There's no. Oh, so comes to the Yiri on page 9 and says, Kol Kohanim Shemesa Knesset Mitzvah Leim Levarech, Heinim Lo Yashom Ele Echad Mitzvah Lov Levarech, Kol Mokom Kol She'en Shem Ele Echad Ein Shliach Tzim Kareyo Ele Hu Mechen Atzim Omaske Levarech B'Shar Ruya Kas Lom K'she Shem Shliach Tzim Obrikas Hoda Hu Shnayim Ele Yosef Afo Pi She'echin Lasm B'Shar Shliach Tzim Obrikas Hoda Tzar Shem 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 That's chilum levarach. Vein chilum. The zug ben shayesh lich tzibur kohen o Yisrael. Shein alach gedivay amor kohen kohen kohanim Yisrael ino kohen kohanim. Masha nema amor lahem amir shal lahem tehei ala ben kohen ben Yisrael kohen kohanim. Mokum Gdolim Chabrim Kotcha Shroy the Stadalios Hamakra Yisrael. Shanemar Molahem. Okay, but so what is he saying over here, the Miri? So it's clearly that but what is the he clearly says it's a mitzvah to Bevarach. Now, is there any way of saying whether Miri is assuming it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? It's not clear. Right. It might be mashra. I think someone of the medayik maybe implies that it's the same mitzvah. It's not mechalik. One could say, that someone just mentioned now, that maybe the mitzvah d'oraisa is not dependent upon the amira. Amira makes it even nicer. But who says that if there's no amira, the mitzvah becomes a d'rabban? That's part of Rabbeinu Tam's. Because Rabbeinu Tam has two parts to his chiddush, that there's only amira b'shnayim. That's the Gemara, but the Yerushalmi argues. So, but he works with the Bavli, and to say that if there's no amira, then there's no chiyuv d'oraisa. One could have said, like maybe someone say in the, maybe the Bir Halachim reports out what Harry's saying is that maybe there's no mitzvah of Amira, but that still doesn't mean that the Birkas Kohanim is the Rabbanim. It still be maybe the Raisa. If you take a look at the Smak on page 10, Miyanim him shnayim korim osam kohanim. Timu echad einu nikra ela miyatzmo. Uopech fun of alam. Venera lisha ben adid lo hayat sarich lahakros liyochid. Shema shishnich simo akra lehem miyamor lehem nafka. Miyo amad devar lahakros af liyochid. He says the minig is to be kore even for a yachin. Amadvar means that's the minute. From the early shim hayachin ena nosek kapov afksha omer lo ena over beesig the sivul haim loshon rabim. So he says like this, that if you want, you could even be kore kohanim even for a yachid. Nothing wrong with doing that. But if the yachid is not nosek kapov, he's not going to violate anything. Because lamaisa, it's only, you want to call kohanim for, but it's not going to make it into a violation. But again, you don't see clear from here that whether it becomes a Rabbanon or not. Does
that mean that there's two Kohanim and one does one doesn't,
and
he does get
there? If there's two Kohanim, yeah. Now there's even an opinion in the Knesset HaGedola on page 11. Yeshon Mashiach Aleinu Morach Shekhan Shalom B'Shosho Shalaram V'Tzivonu V'Maschil Yivarechecha. Well, Aram means Zal b'tshuva kasuv sorach levarach. Kainu minik pasha. So one second. No, why? No. There's Hanukkah. Megillah Sester, right? Maybe we make an all lulav, the rest of Sukkot besides the first day. All the Rabbanan, shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the Rabbanan. Right? Maror Bisman says the Rabbanan. So we have a lot of the Rabbanans, right? So he wants to say over here that. That maybe when one Kohen duchens, so he doesn't say the bracha shekhi the shalom, right? That bracha, he just starts with the v'yivarecha. But the Maram Rin says that he does make the bracha. Now, what is this machlokus? 2 days, what are they arguing on? So one could say that since there's no real chiyuv, so you shouldn't make a bracha. Sort of like mitzvah says shas man grama for women, that some rishonim say you can't make a bracha. What? Right, and he's saying maybe it's not even a chiyuv d'rabbanan. But as Rabbi Natan says a chiyuv d'rabbanan, this opinion might even hold that it's not a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So then if like for women to do mitzvah tzesei shas ma grama, it's not a chiyuv d'rabbanan. They want to do it, so maybe they can do it. But it's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So then maybe they shouldn't even make a bracha. So that's the first opinion. That a kohen as a duchen just says yivarecha, Hashem yishmerecha. So then we have three possibilities of what the chiyuv and kohen echad is. Either it is a chiyuv d'oraisa, you could say like that. Maybe the miri holds like that, because even though there's no amira, maybe, but there still could be a chiyuv. Or a bit of time says a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Well, the other possibility is no chiyuv at all, and therefore maybe there's no bracha even. And then, in terms of whether there's an Amira, we said that's the Machlokes, the Bavli, and Yerushalmi. And the Maran Mintz disagrees. So I haven't done the truth with the Maran Mintz. Look on page 13. Fourth line. Chayin Hareini, Shakoin Yochir Ola Leduchan. Shamati Yesh Omer Shainu Yochel Levarich. Asher Kedushon Mitzosa. V'yala Belo Bracha. No sin time of them. Came in the course of the smack the Yochdenu over. Feel Omer Lalalos. Chasim Amor Lam Loshen Rabbim. Came Enu Chayiv Lalos. V'yav Bracha Levatola. There's no chiv. So this is even different than Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam sheet is there definitely is a chiv derabon. But the sheet says there's no chiv whatsoever, and the bracha is a bracha levatol. So the Maran Mitzvah disagrees. They have nearly the Enochain. The Heave the law over, because Malkum Mechai Mitzvah says same law. So he says, you're not over, but it's still Mitzvah says same. So first he thinks that there is a Chiv. And then he says, even if there's not a Chiv, it should be no different than women that could make a Bracha Mitzvah says same Shazman Grama, which is in the of itself a machlokas. So that's what the Maran Mintz. That's what the Maran Mintz says. That he disagrees, but there is that opinion. There is that opinion. So let's look now in the Torah. Says the Torah, Ein Nesias Kapayim Pachas Me'asara Ba'Kohanim Min Haminyan. You need 10 people. Kol Kohen Shein Bo Echman Adver Machat Tzarech Liso Chaba Im Eino. Next to page 16. No, say over B'Sholosh Esek Kol Tzvach Amol Hem Nesom Hashemi Hu She'yeh B'Rish Aknesis Yishorik the Kore Kohanim, to see that more lahem. Ramina Kadyemu Mahon. Now let's look at the Torah on page 17. Tosef HaRav Rabbi de Paris. Im Shem Im Shem Echad Ain't over. So if you only have one coin, it's not over. The Afinu Le Amor Lahem, the Masha Dachin Le Rabim. Ve'inu Nira, the Lahem Al Aran Obon of Koin. Ve'inu Shemor Lahem L'chol Echad Mehem. So he's quoting. You see, it's interesting, he quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. You see, the smack usually has two parts. The top is the smack, and the bottom is the Rabbeinu Peretz. Here it was really from the smach, it really wasn't from the Rabbeinu Peretz. So I don't know whether the Torah you know, where there's a talos, which is not really the Rebbeinu Peretz. The Rebbeinu Peretz is the person on the bottom, the Hagos. But the Torah disagrees and says no. So is the Torah saying that you should? Is the Torah saying that you should do a kriya, or he's just saying that if not that you have to, but if you did a kriya, you know, it would be over. Does someone want to say that the Torah holds, as Machzitz Hashachu points out, that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, like maybe the Miri holds. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa, and maybe he's working. The question is he following the Bavli of Yerushalmi? So let's look at the Beis Yosef. Those have been the parents. He mentioned that I thought I know there. That's the smack. Because the Torah says, what are you talking about? Lahem's Aron Abonah. But L'chorah, the Beis Yosef is going to raise a problem that that's against the Bavli. Maybe it's the Yerushalmi, but it's against the Bavli. Tell me all the Divrei Rabbeinu, Shekosuv, Shepeir, Shem, Molahem, L'chol, Echon, Mehem. Tav Gassin, Perak, Elin, Amarim, Amar, Abay, Nakin, L'shnayim, Korei, Kohanim, Lechon, Eino, Korei, My time, Amor, Lahem, L'shnayim, Tir, Tzavagav, Zashin, and Tachim, Digmar, Mekomogam, Lonofi, Kronim, Lashmuse, Lahem, Al Aron, Abonah, Koi, So that's what he wants to say. Maybe there's no chiyuv to be kore, because you need a chiyuv. It's a funny type of shita, he wants to say. He wants to say maybe the tour holes, there's no chiyuv really. There's no chiyuv to be kore kohanim to one person, like the Bavli says. But lemaisa, if you are kore, then there's a chiyuv. So this is like a fourth shita. Because again, the Knesset Gdola shita is that there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Not midoraisa, not midorabon. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. No chiyuv whatsoever. Then we have Rabbeinu Tam that it's a chiyuv d'rabban. Then we have perhaps the Meiri that it's maybe that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. And then we have this shita, the Beis Yosef, the way he explains the Torah, that there's no chiyuv to be kore, but if you walk kore, then there's a real chiyuv d'oraisa. Even to one. Then the Bach quotes the Yerushalmi. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So the Mechaber writes, on page 18, right, so he quotes like the Bavli, that there's no kriya by one person. And the Magen Avraham says, "Ein kori v'fil hachi mevarich, am gav deinu mechui v'alos, v'shu kosov, koi nechad ola midrabani." But he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that he's ola midrabani. You look at the Pri Chadash on page 21. Maschotim Mecha, Kosub Sefer Knesset Agdoli, Shomim Shim, Echad in the Morach, Shoshana, Maskili Varacha, Rami Mintz, Sotarach Lavar, Bachi Bucha Paragrin in the Morach. Nachad ain't a korakon, shenem amol lam shnayim. Mashma dachim yamir is my. Echad amol. Tzuv amol levarach vein echad ben shnayim. Kien lam lo yivar. Atos is kotsa shevi rabin at am. Afil koi nechad amol duchim chol pochad vi rabon. Yir shazohi das rabbi the parrots shevi atur. And lomad the lake araya. Now there is a sefer of the Maram Shik. Ram Shik wrote Shuvas. He also wrote a sefer on the mitzvahs, like the Michas Chinuch wrote on the Tayag mitzvahs. The Maram Shik also wrote. He discusses this idea of two versus one. And he can discuss the Rabbi Peretz, the Beis Yosef. And then he says, Lanian, in the fifth line here, third, sixth line, Lanias Daiti, in Isib Tainis. In other words, Birkas Kohanim is compared to Sheiris. Avdo Levarach B'Shmo. Avoda means Avoda in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. And Levarach B'Shmo is Birkas Kohanim. The Sheiris who mitzvahs Avoda ain't a mitzvah kol echad b'fnei atzmo, ela ala klal Kohanim. But the mitzvah of avoda is not on each and every kohen; it's on the whole kahuna. Has to get the avoda done. That's why the kohanim are divided into 24 groups. So in the course of the year, everyone will have 2 weeks, and the avoda will get done. What they have was chelin and achilas kodshim, kulo so much a kupar b'hemam, atznun moshe mitzideim agurim mechotzim. Shegam lein and birchas a mitzvah of achlas yivarchu Yisrael kainim einkan. He's saying an unbelievable thing. He's saying it's pasha to him that even one kohen is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Because, again, the mitzvah is on the whole shevet kahuna. The chiddush is that I might think if there are two kohanim there, maybe one could say, you know, I don't want to go up. Because there's someone else who could take care of it. Again, just like if you have meat of a korban, So some could say, I don't have to eat it. There's another Kohen here who could eat it. So the Chiddush is, once there's a Kriya, so now there's a Chiv even on two Kohanim. But by one Kohen, this is the opposite of what we've been saying till now. On one Kohen, it's Pashut that it's a Daraisa. On one Kohen. It means the Daraisa is it should be done by the Shevet Kahuna. So if there's one Kohen here to represent the Shevet Kahuna, so he does the Daraisa. So you don't need a Kriya, because of course. What's the...
Yeah, I got, in other words, I start off the Shia by saying, what kind of mitzvah is this? A Kriya? You have to be called upon? Well, I have to call you on this morning when you should put on the film. I have to call you on this morning when you should put on the film. You have to call me. You have to put it on. The Torah already said that you have to put on the film. I have to call you up.
So Marashik is the first one who says an unbelievable truth. Against everything we've been saying, Mamish says an unbelievable thing. See, till now we've been saying one Kohen is somehow inferior because there's no Amira, so maybe there's no Chiyav at all, or maybe the Chiyav is only the Rabbanon, or maybe Sadarais, or maybe if you, you know, all these, but a lot, the notion of one Kohen being inferior. He's saying, no. One Kohen is just as good as two Kohen. Because the Bokovin, he's representing the Shevet Kahuna. And he's looking on behalf of the Shevet Kahuna, this particular shul, this particular minyan. The whole, the chinish of Amira is if they're two Kohanim, so then one maybe could say, you know, I don't need to duchen because there's someone else here today. So, you know, let my friend go up. I'll sit down. So the chinish over there is that once he's called up, Kohanim, so then what? So then he has the Chiyuv also. But if there's only one, it's Pashut. You don't have to call up because it's Pashut. What's the Kiddush? It's like I didn't have to call you up to put on film this morning. And he answers Josh Weinberg's question as well. The idea is that since the Kohanim can be called up, so they already have to be Ola Bird say, so they know they're going to be put in the Chiyuv. So therefore, they have to get ready from before to make sure that they're involved. But this is a.
Wow.
that's a whole new perspective. A whole new perspective on the Amira thing. But it answers up the question, why do we need an Amira? The answer is, in a Hanami, you only need an Amira by two because you might think that there's no Chiyah, but by one, certainly. I think it's an unbelievable shot. It's against all the Rishonim and stuff. Sheish Kam Mutfei, that's what he says. Rein Kan Ela Echa Pshita Shuch Mechuyam. Rein Kan Tzorech Lukro. And that's Pshat in the Tour. That it's on the... No, is he saying Pshat in the Tour? If you look at the next page, on page 24, he quotes from a tshuva of the Maria Sad, which is on the next page in 25. It says, there's a new idea. It says in the Rashi, a third line, Rashi tells Shem Yushalmi, Pershu Lomina, Inakore Ratuloma, Inakore Kohen El Kohanim. So, for one, yes, you say, right, in other words, you could learn Pshat, Inakore. You don't say Kohen, but you do say Kohanim, like that opinion in Yerushalmi. So he says, "Oh, dearly mechalik mitam achad." It's mana shatz, ha-chazan ha-knesses, ha-shamis, ha-osek b'tzachitzi, b'u'o kori Kohanim. He says, "Mana shatz, mana ha-shas rather." Who said Kohanim? Who was the one? So today we know it's the shliach tzibur normally does it. But then it wasn't necessarily the Shliach Tzibur, it was the Shamus in the Shul, like the Gabbai, the Shamus. So he would be looking around the Shul to see how many Kohanim there are. But today it's the Shatz who does it, and obviously he can't be looking, he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, so he can't be looking around the Shul. So therefore the minig became, in other words, he's saying the minig today that people say Kohanim even on one calling. So he wants to say, because Bizman Chazal, they knew if there was one Kohen, because the Shamus was looking around the shul, because we saw there was only one Kohen. So then they wouldn't say Kohanim. But today, the Shliach Tzibur does it. So the Shliach Tzibur doesn't know, maybe some Kohen just walked in the back. But he can't tell, because he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So then it became a minhag to say Kohanim for everybody. What? Is there no Kohanim? So I guess they'll tell him from before, and then we'll hope that no surprises. No surprises. Yeah, and that's the Israel. Right. So then it's... Maybe. But I think in many shuls today they should always say Kohanim even for one color. I don't know. You've been there.
I see from the Israel that they would not say Kohanim for one
color. They would not. Yeah, okay. Now, in terms of the Meiri that we said before, there's a Sefer Kol Sivarchu, which is sort of like an encyclopedic work on Birkas Kohanim. And on page 29, he talks about this Meiri. So please say another man sheesh lawyer and much cost of Rav Meiri. Cholakonim should be skinless mitzvah, lame chinim lo yosh el echad mitzvah love. Chord varv tmu, make cost of them come kohen mitzvah love lorach. Cost of whose albos a hochim chomokum kolshein shemel echad ain shas koro. The Meiri himself says there's no kriya by a kohen echad. So how does he say there's a chiv on even a kohen echad? Echad a lake a kriya, lake a mitzvah essay. So he wants to say that maybe the Meiri also just meant the mitzvah drabbanim. So the only one but if you hold like the Yerushalmi that there's a kriya even for Kohen Echad, then Lechara Yerushalmi would hold it's a daraisa. Right? Because Yerushalmi holds this kriya either you call Kohen or you call Kohanim. And then Maram Shik's Kiddush is even we can fit that in even to the Bavli. Because the fact that we're not calling him a Kohen, but we're not calling up at all if he's just one Kohen, is not a Chisaron. Fakir. If there's no Kohen, you don't have to call up. It's a Pashat. That spins everything around. But Api Pashas, the Poskim. Seem to say that there could be an issue if there's only one Kohen. So there might be a hiddur the first shul to try to get two Kohanim for Birkas Kohanim. If you take a look, there's a couple of Yerushalmis that we didn't take a look at yet. First Yerushalmi and Brachas on page 5. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rav Loza. Kol kohen shu omed beis knesses, beinu noses kapav over ba'asim. Right, if a kohen is in beis knesses and he doesn't duchen, he's over ba'asim. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi kan chava toshish. Let's see if they measure fourth line in, on the right. Have a chavatoshit. Then you have a kapha. Have a chosik ratio. Toshrob chosik. My yiru shemach was toshis tofu. Because he was very fatigued. He would tie his head so they should see that he's not feeling well. Have a chazik reishu, tie his head. Yikoy le'acharei amuda. He put it by the omen of the shul. But Rabbi Loza, nothing lay lebra. He would actually go outside if he didn't want to duchen. You see, Lachor, I think they bring it right from here. You see that what's the idea of going outside was you won't hear the Kriya. And therefore you won't hear the Kriya, you're that Lachor in the mitzvah. And then there's another Yerushalmi on page 6 in the Nazir. Now she get my con godel and see his kapayim. Three lines in the bottom. You don't show you a mace for basic nesses. You move to look nose and sofa get a lisa kapov. Say there was a chas v'sholem, a dead body in shul. So is a kohen allowed to go in to duchen? Yivil achvi the bar bar kohen amar kumi rav yosef b'shem rav acha b'tomei hu kohen l'msias kapayim. He says he does. Matame. Shomer Rachav Amar Ana Lo Amrid Le Klum. Chazu Amar Odilma Lo Shmamine Ela Kai Demar Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rav Loza Kokon Shomid Beis Knesses Veino Noses Kapov Over Baase Be'Ese V'Saver Meimer Shemitzes Ese Docha Ela Mitzes Lo Sasa. So he says that maybe you should say that Ese Docha Lo Sase. The Gemara says, Ana Lo Amale, Tuzev Ana Malkile. It was a Yoshev Lomid in Tamil Vex Knesset, so they can Yoshev Vex Knesset Mace, the Shabbos is Mount Lito, he's a cup of Losh Alul Tamil of a Kohanim in the Kohanim of Shav Sam. Hello. So your idea is when Akhila, Shalom in the Kohanim Lachov is Mer, Shafi Shishan Mace. I don't know, of the Yoshev this is the Eskipayim Shikil Chem Shein Adokha, so it was some sort of doctor, though, so it's not a little shelter, we'll see all of the shelter. They asked them, do they have to leave, etc. Okay, everybody, so this is the this is an interesting topic, because a lot of people don't know this Indian, that Birkas Kohanim might only be the Raisa when there's two Kohanim, Rabbi Natan. And even if you call up Kohanim, still might only. The question is, what if you call up? Like, and there's only one Kohen. Would that make it into a Daraisa? What do we say? There's no Chiyuv to call, so the calling is like. It's not a real calling anyway. It's just, okay, you called, but it's not part of the chiyuv of a mor lahem.
Could be a
hefsek in the Shmuel Esrei. Okay, very good. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll continue Bez Hashem next Sunday. I'm going to be away the Sunday after and have some other interesting topics on these matters. Yeah.